Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. New documents show President Trump's former national security advisor, Michael Flynn, took more than $500,000 from Turkey and tens of thousands of dollars from Russian interest after being warned in 2014 when he retired as an Army general not to accept payments from foreign governments. Bonnie Watson is a member of the U.S. House of Representatives Oversight Committee looking into the influence Russia might have had on last year's presidential election and any connection between the Russian government and anyone on the Trump team. Watson says her committee is not getting much help from the White House.
Our information is, and it has been reported to us, and we have seen it in writing, the White House does indeed have documents. The White House has determined that it is not going to share those documents. That's not acceptable.
White House spokesperson Sean Spicer answered questions about how Flynn obtained security clearance to be part of the Trump administration.
General Flynn was a career military officer who maintained a high-level security clearance throughout his career in the military. His clearance was last reissued by the Obama administration in 2016 with full knowledge of his activities that occurred in 2015.
U.S. military says it's probing whether Flynn failed to obtain required prior approval before accepting money from foreign governments in the time that followed his retirement from the U.S. military. The Taliban has unleashed its annual so-called spring offensive in Afghanistan, saying it will mainly target U.S.-led foreign occupation troops to force them to quit the country. It comes a week after the Taliban staged its deadliest ever raid on a major Afghan military base. This is VOA News. In advance of a U.N. Security Council meeting on North Korea today, U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson spoke with reporters about the U.S. plan to deal with the threat from North Korea's nuclear and missile program.
We've put in place a very deliberate strategy, which we are just in the early stages of executing, and it is one that does involve bringing significant pressure to bear on the regime in Pyongyang. It also involves calling on China to play a role in how we deal with this threat.
Tillerson said China at one point had threatened to impose sanctions on North Korea if it conducted further nuclear tests. U.S. Ambassador to the U.N., Nikki Haley, stepped up her rhetoric against Russia, saying more pressure needs to be put on Moscow to stop the war in Syria.
Russia must live up to its promise to deliver real peace talks and a real political solution. The sieges of the Syrian people must be lifted. The war profiteering and the theft of medical supplies must be stopped. The Syrians in desperate need of humanitarian assistance must receive it.
Haley also said the Syrian government of Bashar al-Assad has been emboldened by its continued protection from Moscow. Russia has used its veto 8 times in the 6-year-long conflict to protect the Assad regime from sanctions and other international action. In a week full of trade discord, President Trump has vowed to take action to boost the American aluminum industry.
The American aluminum industry has been severely damaged by unfair foreign trade. Cheap subsidized foreign imports have flooded into the market, destroying thousands of great American jobs, jobs that are no longer.
Mr. Trump also said the aluminum industry is critical to the defense industry. On the broader trade scene, Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau says he had urged President Trump not to withdraw from the North American Free Trade Agreement because it would cause a lot of pain on both sides of the border. White House said earlier that President Trump told the leaders of Canada and Mexico in separate calls this week he would not terminate the NAFTA treaty at this stage, but would move quickly to begin renegotiating it with them. Bipartisan panel of experts on Egypt-U.S. relations urging Congress to rethink its annual $1.5 billion aid package to Cairo as the country fails to improve its human rights record. The experts argue that Egypt, under President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, is a military-run state with no respect for human rights and rampant with government-sponsored anti-Americanism. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com, and we're always on the VOA mobile app.
That's the latest world news from VOA.